broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great. Good morning to you. It's a fabulous day because we're alive. Mostly cloudy today over Kauai with showers likely. A partly sunny day with isolated and scattered showers possibly. Locally hazy, a lot of fog, and possibly some heavy showers, but not necessarily in a given place. It's really it's those pop-up showers that in the middle of Kunia, it's raining, but nowhere else. So just be prepared for that. We have some terrific guests this morning. You know, it's only 53 days before the U.S. Open is going to be played at Chambers Bay. And I walk Chambers Bay, and that is the most interesting golf course. One of the most unpredictable events is going to be played out at this U.S. Open at Chambers Bay. It's the first time a U.S. Open is being played in the Pacific Northwest. That's not why it's unpredictable. It's the course is unlike anything you've seen on the PGA Tour. I've walked the course. You can't not walk the course because there are no carts. It's a difficult walk. It's a very dry course. You could say it has very good drainage. It's nestled on Puget Sound. It's absolutely beautiful. Did I say it was a tough walk? Mm-hmm. This is not your perfectly manicured PGA Tour golf course. This is a test. And the USGA has been here before. And so has Jordan Spieth. In 2010, the U.S. Amateur was played at Chambers Bay. There was no bounce when the ball was dropped from waist high. It just went thud. It'll roll. But you know who knows this better than I? Jay Blasey, golf course architect and project architect at Chambers Bay, home of the 2015 U.S. Open. We're going to talk with him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Also by Creative Plumbing, whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse. Call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And by Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. Acura of Honolulu at 3251 North Nimitz Highway, just townside of Airport Hotel. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Jay Blasey works with the San Francisco Public Golf Alliance to save Sharp Park. Most of his work is with the great Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Chambers Bay was a sand mine. It's on Puget Sound. It has a railroad track running along the edge of the course, between the course and the sound. There are huge sands containing, at one time, I guess, or gravel silos. In preparation for shipment, they store it there. There's an amphitheater-like bowl, a depression wrought into what was a hillside that gently went down to the sound. Well, with Robert Trent Jones, Jr. at the lead, and Jay Blasey and many other men working in the trenches, in 2007, I believe it was, the rough Chambers Bay was opened. Welcome to the show, Jay Blasey, golf course architect.
Hi, great to be with you.
Excellent. So, tell us a little bit about your experiences working on Chambers Bay.
Well, it was a dream come true for any golf course architect, the opportunity to work on a site adjacent to Puget Sound and a former sand and gravel mine. You know, we would joke about it being the world's biggest sandbox, and so that was a great place to play for a few years. So, we got started in 2004, and as you mentioned, the course opened in the June of 2007, and it was quite a magical ride.
a magical ride. Now, you know, when you look at it, and I've been there, I've walked the course, because you can't ride. There are no carts. I mean, it's just an interesting golf course because of how close together the fairways are.
Yeah, many of the fairways actually bleed together, and I think you touched on a key point there with the walking-only nature of the golf course. The, you know, the vision of the project was to create a true length experience, not a watered-down, Americanized version of it. And so we were very fortunate to obviously have the great sandy soils on site, and being in the Pacific Northwest, you've got the climate that's conducive to fescue grasses, and the fescue grasses are what provide the firm and fast conditions and offer up a true length experience. So that's one of the things that makes it unique.
It's beautiful. The colors, when you water the grass, the green, against the fescue grass, the yellow, it's striking. But how are the greens growing in?
They're good. You know, fescue has a very... it's got a carrying capacity to it. So if you put too many people on it, then it'll show its wear and tear, and that's why it can't handle the cart traffic as well. And so throughout the course's history, there's kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster there in terms of when there's been a lot of play, sometimes the greens the following year will suffer. But Eric Johnson and Josh Lewis and the entire turf care team have done an amazing job, and over the last few months they've really kind of backed off play. They had a good winter. They had the covers on them. I was up there last week, and it's growing in great. I think it'll be in great shape for the Open.
Excellent. So what are the grasses fescue is for on the greens?
It is. We actually have the same turf, tees, fairways, and greens. It's all fine fescue, and it'll be the first time that the U.S. Open has ever been played on fine fescue.
And the first time in the Pacific Northwest. How exciting. Yes.
Lots of first.
Yes. The drainage there is amazing. I guess because it a sand mine, obviously, so you don't have any problems with collecting water and that kind of trampling of the ground.
No, I think, you know, one of the big misconceptions about the Pacific Northwest is that it's a torrential downpour 365 days a year, and that's just not the case. I think there's some stat that, you know, New York City actually gets more rain than where Chambers Bay is. So it's a slow, steady drizzle throughout much of the year, but the summers up there are beautiful. In the middle of June, we could get a little bit of everything. We could get a little rain. We could get some cold temperatures. We could get a little wind. And I think, truth be told, we all like to see a little bit of all of that.
A little bit of everything. It's going to be a challenge. Who would you – I was trying to figure out – how would you, pick your favorite golfer for this course? Do you have the golfer that you think can actually tame this and win the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay?
Well, I wholeheartedly believe it's going to be somebody who embraces the golf course. The golf course is very unique. It's very different. One of the things that makes it unique is there's a number of slopes around the greens and within the greens. And the players... are going to need to use those slopes. So on a traditional, you know, weekly PGA Tour event, you know, they're hitting high lofted irons and landing the ball 5 feet from the flag and it's stopping on a dime. At Chambers Bay, the flag might be in the middle of the green and they might need to hit their shot, you know, 10 yards to the right of the green and let the slope feed it in. And they might need to land it 10 yards short of the green and let the ball release. So in my opinion, the player who's very creative, the player who really embraces the idea of using the ground is going to be at an advantage.
Is this a Justin Rose?
It could be. You know, somebody who comes to mind that might be interesting to watch, somebody like Bubba Watson, you know, somebody who moves the ball right to left, left to right, kind of all over the place. Anybody with a great imagination around the green, somebody like a Phil Mickelson. I think there'll be lots of people who will be in the mix. One of the things that was exciting about the U.S. Amateur was that you had a great cross-section of people playing, but at the end of the day, I believe, you know, the one and two ranked amateurs in the world were in the final. So,
and doesn't that say everything? Now, Jordan Spieth played, so he's got an idea of what this course is all about, but now that the grasses have really taken hold, did it change it?
Yes, I think that would be, you know, I think it's fair to say that the golf course in 2010 in August under those conditions will probably be different than the golf course in 2015 in June. So, but Jordan Spieth's game is probably a little different than it was in 2010 also.
Yes, so. Yes, but he has the imagination. We saw that at the Masters. You know, he's got that game. U.S. Open, June 15th to the 21st. Now, I know that some of the Golf Writers Association of America members are up there or going to be there soon. I think it is Ron Cyrak is one of them who's going to go check out, because this golf course is not an inside-the-ropes kind of course, is it?
No, it'll be a very unique U.S. Open from a viewing perspective. It might be the best U.S. Open ever to sit in one spot and watch multiple holes. It might be the most challenging U.S. Open ever to try to start with one group on the first tee and follow them all 18 holes. That would be really tough. So it'll be a little bit different from a spectator standpoint. So I just encourage everybody who plans on going to scout and go find a great spot and watch four holes from one spot.
From one spot, and I've got to tell you that right now only practice round tickets are available. Everything else is completely sold out. And as I mentioned at the Open, this amphitheater kind of feel to it, because it was a sand mine, a gravel mine, it's dug deep from the top. The mountain goes down, you know, precipitously from above, and it drops right, but on the top there's a walkway. There's a ledge, if you will, overlooking Chambers Bay, where people could sit in like a stadium sort of fashion. Do you follow me?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that's really exciting is Chambers Bay is a municipal golf course. It was developed by Pierce County, Washington, and it's owned by Pierce County. And in addition to just the golf course, we created public parks. There's a large public park on the north end. There's a huge public park on the south end. And there's public trails that actually, you mentioned the trail that sits above, you know, the former quarry.
Yes.
Right on the ridge line. That's called Grandview Trail, and you can stand up there and look out over the entire course. And then the trail actually weaves down and weaves through the course. So when you're playing for everyday play, when you play the golf course, there'll be people walking the trail between the holes. So it very much is a community asset. It's a public place. And for the U.S. Open, it'll be very interesting because, you know, it is a former sand and gravel mine. There are no trees. There's just the one tree out on by the water. So sound is going to travel. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, what a roar on number 8 sounds like to somebody a mile and a half away on number 14.
Oh, it's going to be loud. As I keep saying, the amphitheater, it amplifies that sound. It hits that mountain. It's just going to come right back at everybody. The it's romantic to see the railroad. Did they park the red cars there? Are they going to keep those red railroad cars parked?
I don't know the specifics on that. I have heard that trains will be running, so there's a good chance that come 15, 16, and 17, somebody will be marching towards victory, and a train will go by. So
yes.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. One went by when I was there. I can't really say I was playing there because my game is nowhere near a Chambers Bay level game. I was putting, if anything, and that was, you know, so that's why I knew the greens and watching the greens but the elevation changes. That it's going to be a tough physical challenge. I don't think a lot of the guys are really prepared for this.
It is. There's about 200 feet of elevation change within the sand and gravel mine, and they'll make that journey a couple different times. You'll go up on hole 4, you'll go up on hole 7, and then you'll make a slow, steady climb on the back 9 as well.
Slow, steady. Yes.
It'll be a mental test and a physical test.
Exactly,
sure.
Exactly. So the best idea, if you're going to be there, is to just sit up there. I think the best viewing is from the Grandview Trail, and set your chair down and hunger. Is there food? I mean, I know there's the silos, for want of a better. What do you call those concrete enclosures?
Yeah, those are called the sorting bins. And so for 100 years, when this property served as a sand and gravel mine, they would actively, you know, mine the area, and then they would bring the different size materials, the different size gravels, down to a central location, and they had these huge concrete walls that would separate the different size material. They're about 40 feet tall in size. And so you can picture that it almost reminds people of Stonehenge
yes.
or something like that. So there's these big concrete walls. I think there's about 7 of them. And we thought that they were very unique and that they helped tell the story of the site. And we thought they were important enough to incorporate. So
they
sit just to the right of the 18th tee. So when you're watching people tee off on the 18th hole, you'll see them play past the sorting bin.
I heard that they went for several hundred thousand dollars and they're going to be used as corporate tents.
I don't know about that, but I think that, I haven't seen the latest layout, but they may have arranged to have tents set kind of between them off to the right side of the 18th hole looking through them.
Yeah, hospitality areas. You've got to have hospitality areas for the big money.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, now, what about for, is there a place, because there's no clubhouse. I mean, the clubhouse, I'm sorry, there is a little clubhouse. It's about the size of someone's very small living room. And there's a little restaurant, again, about the size of someone's large dining room. And there's the outdoor place, you know, place, a beautiful view to eat and drink and great food. But it's not a clubhouse in the sense that where you, you know, have a bunch of lockers for the guys. I'm the logistics behind all of this. It must be bringing in an awful lot. And where are they going to park it all?
There's a ton of infrastructure as it relates to the U.S. Open. I think the most recent merchandise tents are about an acre in size and things like that. So one of the things that was very unique, you know, we talked a lot about that when we were, you know, constructing the golf course and having initial discussions with the USGA is, you know, and the community at large asked over and over again, how could you possibly attract a major championship? There isn't a big giant clubhouse.
Right.
And truth be told, you know, at least, you know, the USGA has said a couple times that they didn't see that as a barrier in that, you know, they are so used to putting on these events and that, you know, oftentimes they have to work with clubhouses and they're so different. It almost makes life easier for them to just erect a big tent and it's exactly the tent that they want and it has everything exactly where they want it and they can put it where they want it. So one thing Chambers Bay did have is we had lots of room. So the golf course is about 250 acres, which is very big. There's probably another 100 acres outside of the golf course to be able to use to set up all that infrastructure. So that was one of the things. We had room. We just didn't have a big permanent clubhouse.
I think I know where you're talking about, too. If you're standing on the, let's say, Grand View Trail and you're looking at this Puget Sound, on the right is the tree, the only tree that everybody takes a picture of. And on the left, after the golf course, there's all those acres that you're talking about. Excellent talking with you, Jay Blasi, golf course architect, project architect at Chambers Bay, home of the 2015 U.S. Open, and that's June 15th to the 21st. Looking forward to watching it from my living room at home.
Absolutely.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk game golf with John McGuire. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screen.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Juuli LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
All righty, we've got a lot of great tee times for you over at Poipu Bay Golf Course. They're having, you know, before we get to the U.S. Open, we have Mother's Day. Mother's Day, buy one, get one, half off sale is on May 3rd through the 10th at Poipu Bay. And that applies to all regular priced ladies apparel, tops and bottoms. The second item must be of equal or lesser value. But, you know, this is a Mother's buy one, get one, half off sale. Perfect Poipu Bay Golf Course Mother's Day sale, May 3rd through the 10th. And we're going to be giving away two rounds for Mother's Day to play at Poipu Bay. Okay, two rounds. And you don't have to be on Kauai to win. And you can give them as gifts if you're the winner. Speaking of winning something, how about a trip to Ireland? How about the ultimate trip to Ireland? Choosing five glorious courses to play. Well, first let's find out what's happening with John McGuire and Game Golf. John McGuire is the CEO of Game. Welcome to the show. Back to the show, John.
Daniel, great to be here. It's, thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we go back to Indiegogo when you first started Game Golf. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I do.
And I think it's thrilling to see something, you know, Indiegogo starts some, but you took off like a rocket. You had some pretty powerful people behind you, mind you, with John McGuire and many others. What we've got now, though, is Game Golf, just to give you an idea, is this fabulous device that you place on your hip, let's say your belt, or attached to your waistband. And each one of your clubs has a tag that fits right in the grip, right in that little hole that, you know, all the grips have. I didn't know they made those specifically for Game Golf, but apparently they did. Saw that way in advance. And you put each club has its own little tag, and kind of like a part of your pre-shot routine, you go through your routine, you touch the club to the tag, and it'll tell you everything about your entire round when you're finished. It keeps your stats for you. You download it to the computer when you're finished. Tell us about it, John.
Yeah, so, I mean, the existing device that we have, the one that you mentioned that we launched in Indiegogo and then last year we launched in the golf industry, you know, it's a little device that you wear on your belt or your waistband, as you said. And then you've got these little tags the size of a diamond that screw into the top of your golf club handle. And they're designed to, you know, be lightweight and durable so that when you go play around the golf, you stand on the first tee box, you take off the driver, you bring the tag to the bottom of the device on your waist. The device vibrates. That tells you that it has registered your location and what club you're using. And you do that for each shot you take, and it tracks all your shots. And then what we give you back for doing that is, you know, all your statistics, your greens in regulation, fairway accuracy, you know, scrambling, stances, the distances that you're hitting all your clubs, which we know now, you know, 94% of our database under club, they select the wrong club. So everybody knows, because of all the different devices, distance to the pin, we say. But 94% of people select the wrong club out of the bag. So, you know, if you were to boil this down to one value proposition, you know, to make it simple for users, it actually gives you accuracy, you know, with 2, 3, 4 ounces of golf on the system. It really gives you accuracy what you're hitting your golf club. And if you actually know that properly, then you actually can reduce your strokes that you take in a round stop. You can reduce your score. It's not a false marketing promise. It's very simple. You know, once you know the distances of your clubs, you actually can start to reduce your score by just being smarter and selecting the right clubs. So I kind of boil it down to one value proposition, but there's multiple things going on. I mean, I can play around the golf here with my brother in Ireland. I can play San Francisco course or the Olympic course or Lake Merced. And I can compete against you, Danielle, in Hawaii, or I can compete against my brother Thomas in Ireland or people that we know in Asia. So there's a social component to this, because ultimately our mission here is to grow the game. And we're looking at different ways of doing that. So we have the device that we launched very successfully, as you said. It has been used in over 100 countries worldwide. At this stage, I think we've about 20 million golf shots stored in our database. And under the mission of, you know, growing the game, not everybody can afford a $199 device. So we had enough people from all over the world requesting the ability to do this via an app. So the reason I'm on the show is to talk about that is, you know, we have a new game golf tracking app, which enables golfers to track their game and club distance in real time and manage their game with the built-in GPS rangefinder. And they can do this from their iOS device, their iPhone, or their Android device without the need for the wearable device.
So no longer do I need to put the little device on my hip. I don't have to put the tags in the club. I don't have to do any of that. I just have to download on my iOS or Android on my phone a game golf app, and it'll keep greens and regulations, scrambling. It'll set all my stats so I can figure out. I don't want to be one of the 94% of the people who choose the wrong club.
It gives you the first thing it really does is it allows you to track your shots just like the device. So you no longer need the device if you want to use the app. Now, it's interesting, Danielle. You know, a lot of people on our blogs are writing, well, why are you doing that? Is that not commercial suicide, et cetera, et cetera? But the reality is there are millions of golfers out there that are okay with using their phones on golf courses. There's also millions of golfers out there that don't want to do that. So now we have a device that, you know, you don't want to be messing with your phone. If you don't want to be using your phone, there's a device that is USGA and RNA approved, so it can be used in competition. So that's our existing device. And now there's an app that allows you to track every shot, and it gives you there and then the distances that you're hitting your club. It gives you it actually gives you the GPS range finding capability as well. We've built that into it. And it also gives you course management. So, you know, we're catering to all different types of golfers. Because, you know, the reason that the PGA of America are involved in our company is because they really believe that we can help them grow the game of golf. And we're doing that through technology. I mean, they have many other initiatives going on. We're kind of the technology piece that is all around, you know, creating a renaissance in golf, allowing people to track their game, see their stats, but also to be able to compete and compare against tour players or your friends or your followers through the system and creating that kind of a viral buzz within the game itself.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering, will the app allow me to compete against my friends around the world just like your device does?
Yes, it will. It all feeds the same system online. You know, it's all stored in the cloud. Both the app and the device feed the same system. They're just different ways of they're different approaches to gathering the data.
Yeah.
And the app then, because there is a screen in your phone, you know, now we give you the distance in as well. you know, that whole the range finding side of things. And we do that really, really nicely.
So there's the range finding. That's wonderful. And the GPS. And how many courses are built into this app?
Yeah, so all the courses, again, are you know, you don't download courses or anything. Well, you know, you don't, so just to answer your question, there's 36,000 of courses worldwide mapped. We have, as of a few months ago, I must get the most recent number, over 17,500 golf courses have been played on in our system. And I did a quick check there before we joined. We have something like, we have all the courses in Hawaii, I believe. You guys are.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So this, the bottom line is this. It's free. Now, that's where the part, you know, it's $199 for the game golf device. For, to put on my hip and to tag all my clubs, and that is really very specific. Is the app as specific? Does it keep track of all of my clubs, like the game golf device does?
Yes, it does. It does. It keeps track of all of your clubs. You know, you tag D for driver on your phone, and it captures that you just use the driver. It captures, you know, seven. You press 7-iron, and it captures 7-iron. It's very simple, very, very simple. I mean, if you download the app, you go to gamegolf.com, you know, you see information on the competition we're running. But if you go to iTunes or the Play Store and download the app, you will see, you know, when you click on the Play Golf button, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But it's very, very simple, very well designed. And really, this company, you know, you mentioned Indiegogo. The reason we have done so well, is because we have led with design here. We're constantly trying to understand and figure out how do we make things simpler, more intuitive, and we're constantly improving things. You know, we're not saying that we're the be-all and end-all, but we are saying, well, we have it very, very strong, and it is, you know, like we just can't keep it on the shelves right now at the moment, the physical device. And even in the last few days, in terms of the app, our numbers are kind of astounding in terms of the app downloads and installs. It's really impressive.
Absolutely fabulous, because it's, for those of us who can't afford, it is absolutely free. GameGolf.com, download it to your smartphone. And in addition, right now, there is a fabulous contest to win the most amazing prize. This is 6 nights in a 4-star luxury accommodation in North and Northwest Ireland. A Hertz rental car for the duration of your 6-day stay or 6 nights. 5 rounds of championship links golf of your choice. And you get to choose from Royal Portrush, Ballyliffin, Nairn and Portnew, Ardglass, Enniscrone, Connemara, Port Stewart, Rosapenna, Castle Rock, Donegal, and Carn. I mean, that is an amazing, amazing Okay.
Yeah.
You got to tell us.
So I'll tell you how it started, right? So there's a guy called John McCann, and he has a company called Northwest Golfing. But he's been, you know, when I was a one-man guy in an office, in an incubation office in Galway, you know, maybe, I don't know, 6 years ago at this stage, or 7 maybe even, and I all I had was ideas. There was a guy called John McLaughlin that I met. And knew he was in the golf industry and the tourism side of it, bringing people into the country. And I met him and I showed him my concept. And at that stage, most people were kind of knocking them, you know, or really didn't understand what it was. But John immediately liked it. And he was the guy that actually introduced me to the agent, the management group that had Graham McDowell. So he really was the guy that got me to Graham. And then Graham, of course, invested in the company, Graham McDowell. And he kind of started, so John really helped start this all those years ago in Ireland. And the reason I'm talking about a guy called John McLaughlin is because this prize that we have created here is in conjunction with those guys.
And with North and West Coast Links.
Yes, it is an amazing prize. I mean, if I could enter this one, if I could do this, I mean, I will do this someday. But Royal Portrush is Graham McDowell's golf course. That's where he played. that's considered to be one of the top courses in the world.
It's gorgeous.
And then you've got that, you know, I mean, I shouldn't even be naming them out here because I've missed them, but you've got Ballylisten, and you've Connemara, and you've all the ones that you mentioned. They are amazing links courses on the northwest coast of Ireland. And right now there is such value in the country in terms, you know, there's just such value in the country in Dal. This is an all-expenses trip for two people, but then those two people can bring two, you know, guests.
Wow.
As well as partners. So it's really four.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is, we've been working on this, you know, with the airlines, with Hertz, we've been working on this for a while. This is something that should excite golfers, in particular in the U.S., that really want to get to Ireland. I mean, you're going to be treated like kings. Queens and kings. It'll be amazing.
So everybody's saying, so how do I enter this contest? Well, it's really easy. All you do is download Game Golf, and then you play three rounds of golf and upload where you played, and now you're entered.
Exactly. It's very, very simple. You just, the rules of the competition are on gamegolf.com. You just go to gamegolf.com and you can read about this and you can look at the courses and that. And it's very simple. You go to the Play Store for Android, if you've an Android phone, or go to the Google Store. The links from gamegolf.com, with the two links to the two different stores are on
exactly.
The page.
They're on the page. Yes, they're right there. I can see them.
Yeah. So you play three times. You got to play three times, and you got to upload your round three times.
So what if I upload, like, six times? Do I have two entries?
No. That I don't know, actually. I know we were kind of nearly like a ticket system that you get another ticket if you do that. I don't know. I don't think we did that. We did it that way. But then again, the rules on GameDoc.com would tell that story.
Yes. It's all there. It's really...
This is amazing. So I know John personally. And I know what he does with the trips, these tourism trips to Ireland. I know what they do. I know the guys that run all these high-end championship courses and destinations. I know them all because for years, these are the guys that when I was going to the PGA Show for years on my own, trying to understand the industry and figure things out, they kind of took me under their arm and, you know, brought me to the tourism dinner and this sort of stuff without really knowing who I was, other than I was this kind of crazy guy that had some sort of an idea that none of them kind of knew about. But it was typical Irish. They wanted to kind of help me. They wanted to nearly, I think, kind of protect me. And I'm just so happy that we can be, I'm just so happy, actually, personally so satisfied that for those guys that we're allowing, that we're creating this type of an experience for your listeners to be able to enter and win, because it will be a tremendous experience. That I can promise.
It's right at gamegolf.com. It's available on the App Store, Android app on Google Play. So anybody, you know, with a smartphone, smart device, can download this and get it. And then you go in. Once you've downloaded it, you go play. Then you upload your scores. All the rules are right at gamegolf.com. Play to win. Imagine this. You and a friend on a free golf trip to Ireland. Download the new Game Golf tracking app today for real-time game tracking and a chance to win the ultimate Irish Lynx getaway. It is really the ultimate Irish Lynx getaway. Very exciting. You know, for a guy who is completely dedicated to wearable technology, I could completely understand in the idea of the hip, but I love the fact that you've expanded it, and I think just by expanding it, you're actually benefiting the device, because I really do. It enhances it. It doesn't take away. It just makes the other one more interesting, and this app introduces people to the entire concept. John McGuire, thank you so much. Can I ask a question? What do you think of the iWatch? Do you think that's a wearable technology specialist that you are? Is it going to take off?
Oh, I mean, look at this Apple you're talking about. Look at the install base that they have, which is in the hundreds of millions of people. And I mean, overnight, this app appeared on my phone, which was the Apple Watch app. So, I mean, just because their sheer numbers and power, I think it absolutely will pick up. I think it will validate the entire wearable category.
Yes.
You've also got the Pebble Watch, which for some of your listeners, there's another watch called the Pebble Watch, which was funded on Kickstarter twice. It has a huge user base as well. And again, it's another form of a wearable. So to answer your question quickly, yes, I do. I believe this will absolutely take off. I believe that this kind of thing that they're calling the Internet of Things, where you've got connected devices and devices talk to each other, so your smart lock on your door will let in your aesthetic eye, and then you've got a camera inside that's connected, and it's monitoring him so he can't do anything he shouldn't be doing. This whole connectedness, it's by 2020, they reckon it's going to be just, something like a few $1 trillion industry. So
amazing.
And sport won't miss this. I mean, it's happening in sport. I mean, we created the category itself around wearables, and now we know that there's others coming into space, which we actually think is good because, you'll have others spending money educating golfers on why all of this is so important. So I do think the Apple Watch is a big thing.
Excellent.
Pebble, Samsung, all those other watches, it's all part of a bigger ecosystem.
Excellent. And I know that John McGuire, GameGolf.com is a site where you could upload this free app and get into this contest. Go play 3 rounds of golf, and you will be in the great sweepstakes to go to Ireland. 4 people, 5 courses, 6 nights. Fantastic. And I'm looking forward to the next game because I think John McGuire has bigger plans to expand wearable technology into other sports. And I bring that up because the next guest on the show is going to be talking to us about physical therapy and getting yourself in the right mode to play golf. But they also focus on baseball, on football, on soccer. Yeah. Yes, all of the sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the next guest?
Dana Fong Reyes and Sean and Dana will be on with us in just a couple of seconds. So, thanks so much for being on the show, John.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. One question before I go, actually. What date is Mother's Day?
Mother's Day. Oh, my goodness. You've asked me the big question. I can't think. Is it this is the second Sunday in May. Right now, we're looking for it online. We're trying to, it's terrible. I don't expect my kids to remember Mother's Day.
Oh no!
It's the second Sunday. It's May 10th. Yes, May 10th.
Good to know.
Yeah. I have to remember my mother.
Thank you.
Aloha. Thank you, John. We're going to come back and talk just about what you may be doing wrong with your hips and why it's affecting your swing. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the Internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we've got Mother's Day, okay? It is May 10th. I should know this because Poipu Bay Golf Course has the Mother's Day sale from May 3rd to May 10th. So you have those 7 days to buy one, get one half off. Apparel for women applies to all regularly priced women's apparel items. The second item must be of equal or lesser value. You know how that works. So you go to Poipu Bay Golf Course for the Mother's Day sale, May 3rd through the 10th. In addition to the Mother's Day sale, they've got 30% off golf shoes right now at Poipu Bay Golf Course. There's the 40% off table for men's shirts. There's so much to save, you know. I mean, plus they have the 25% sale rack. But the 30% off on the golf shoes applies to Nike, Puma, and FootJoy. That's at Poipu Bay Golf Course. If you'd like to play around like Southside Men's Club is doing, there's an 11:20 and an 11:50. At Volcano, it was 52 degrees this morning at 6 o'clock, 9:36 and 10:48. At Royal Hawaiian, there's an 11:10. And let's see, I think the Jack and Jill group, they're going out to have some fun at Olomana. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Wailea, the gold course, has an 11:53. And now, speaking of Pacific Links, because I was mentioning a couple of the Pacific Links courses, we have the Executive Director of Operations, Pacific Links Hawaii, Sean Gobin, and Dana Fong Reyes, as she is the owner of Core Sports Analysis. She has a doctorate in physical therapy from USC, Bachelor of Science in Exercise Biology with Applied Science from UC Davis. She's Titleist Performance Institute Certified Golf Fitness Instructor. She's Core Power Yoga Instructor. And the team at Core Sports, her new operation, she's co-owner of Core Sports Analysis. It's in Kapolei on Farrington inside PT Hawaii facility. Their team of four. This is all the sports they cover, everything from rock climbing to tennis, hiking to bowling, cross-country, weightlifting, track, football, wrestling, basketball, soccer, baseball, and, yes, of course, golf. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sean.
Good morning.
It's good to hear you, too. It's great to have you on. And I love your topic. The biggest issue that you see with golfers is the weakness and the tightness in the hips. Who wants to go first?
Well, Dana, I'll go first here. Danielle, you know, I'm also a TPI Level 3 golf instructor, and, you know, moved to the island about 2.5 years ago. And when I got here, I started looking for somebody to work with to help my students because, you know, they needed it. And I was fortunate to find Dana just down the road from Kapolei Golf Course. We actually can see it from their place. And so started working with them about 2.5 years ago, and, you know, it's been phenomenal and stuff they do. But, you know, as a golf instructor, you know, my job is to try to help people get better. And if they can't physically move the way I want them to move, I need to be able to send them to somebody that knows a lot more than I do. And I found Dana, and she's been phenomenal at helping some of our students really, really improve, just not only their golf game, but just overall well-being.
Dana, tell us what weakness and tightness and the hips. Can you explain it a little bit more?
I think, you know, when Sean refers his client to me for a golf analysis from a medical perspective, I'm checking out his hip range of motion or, you know, any kind of hip range of motion, the strain. Just from a medical perspective and, you know, functionally in the swing. And then coordinating it with Sean as far as, like, oh, maybe they can fracturing or on the downstream because their right hip is tight, so I did stretches, I worked on their glutes and their core. And it's a good communication process just for optimal games work. A lot of times they plateau, and sometimes, you know, on my side, if I'm giving them golf advice, Bikini Plateau just without a golf trainer and being on the outside just with the bike course. So I think as a team it helped, you know, two heads get better, two heads get better. So it definitely, it works, and we see really good results.
Excellent. I'm going to ask you, Dana, to speak up just a little bit louder so folks can hear you. But okay. But Sean, from you, I need you to tell us, how can you tell that one of your students is tight or weak in the hips?
Well, you know, I know you think you've had Dr. Greg Rose from PPI on your show before, and, you know, he always tells us when we go to his classes that the hips are the root of all evil. So knowing that, I always take a look, and one of the biggest things you can tell from a golfer when you watch them is see if their feet happen to slip around when they're making a swing. And I'm not talking like Bubba Watson, feet come off the ground and then end up in a different spot, but what you'll see on the driving range, you'll see people hit and their feet slide a lot. They don't stay in place, and that's one of the first signs to me when I see that, you know, left foot sliding on the follow-through, or right foot sliding out during the backswing, or the right hip going the wrong direction in the backswing. That's when I'm like, you know, there's probably an issue here. And through TPI, there's some very quick tests that I can run and find out, oh, yeah, there probably is an issue here. And here's Dana's card.
Yeah. So I come in just with, you know, physical measurements, and I'm checking out their actual musculoskeletal ranges of motion, then measuring, taking down numbers and then comparing it to the norms of based on their age and their gender and what's actually required for golf. So I'm just, Sean and I, we test, you know, quick screen that Titleist Performance Institute evaluation has given us, and then I'm reconfirming with actual measurements.
Of the person, right,
yeah.
Of the person who comes in to see you. And you're right down in Kapolei on Farrington Highway, Core Sports.
Physical therapy and orthopedics. So kind of a mouthful, but we just say Core Sports for short.
Yeah, no, but it's important because all of those things, everybody who suffers a sports injury needs that kind of assistance to figure out how best, because everything's interconnected. I might have hurt my knee, but I might need to do something with my hips or my glutes or something to strengthen those muscles to help the knee, et cetera, et cetera. And you would be the best person to find out how to go about doing that. You say that, Sean, there's a basic test you can do, and Dana, on yourself to know whether or not you have weak or tight hips.
Yeah, and the thing is, we worry about the range of motion. And if it's weakness, then I'm sending them off to Dana. But one of the two quick tests that somebody can do on themselves on the range, if they take a golf ball and put it by their left toe, and it's just a reference point, they could use a tee, whatever they want to do, and they hit, and if they look down and they see that their left foot is no longer in the position it was when they started their swing, it's a good, you know, start that, hey, there might be something here with my hip. The other good one is you barefoot or in socks, you put your butt up against the wall, you put your heels against the wall about a foot apart, and you try to get your toes straight, and you pick up your toes on either foot, you start with your right foot, and you turn out as far as you can without your butt coming off the wall. You should be able to go out about 45 degrees, and then you should be able to go in about 40 degrees without your glutes leaving the wall on both feet. And for most guys, kind of being general here, they have a very difficult time going in. And when you can't go in, it affects your right hip on your backswing and your left hip on your follow-through. So if your hips can't move properly, other things try to take up the work, such as your knee and your lower back. And that's where Dana starts seeing the injuries, and a lot of golfers get injuries in their lower back because it's trying to do something that's not made to do.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, for us, we do have a lot of patients, and they come in, and the number one complaint is low back pain from golf. So they start coming in, they're like, hey, I notice my right side starts hurting, and I notice that when I pick up my foot to tie my shoe, when I cross my legs, I can't with my right versus my left, and I think that's another quick test for a lot of people is to feel if they can do certain motions on the side. So if they pick up their foot while they're sitting and cross their legs to tease on one side versus the other. That's kind of a quick way to catch hip motion for the general public, you know, which means could be a source of why they don't have a lot of hip motion. Me, as far as from an injury standpoint, or they could be from, as far as how to make their golf better.
Exactly. I just watched Raf. He was testing his feet to see whether he could go up. And I did the two. I was able to move enough to move to cross my. I can tie my. But that, you know, there are other things that we do with our game. If we're not strong, you know, if the trunk isn't strong, if your tree, you know, I think trunk is the legs, the hips of the body.
Yeah, definitely the core, hence why, you know, my husband and I, we named our company Core Sports, and it all stems from, you know, your core, your glutes, your abs are the key of all functional movement, and I think it plays such a huge part in creating a foundation of strength and power.
It does. I found when I'm working out with my weights, let's say, and I feel like they're, it's trouble with my arms, and it's like all these weights, and then, but if I get and you know, oh, engage the core, and as soon as you engage the core, then all of a sudden the arms are not having a hard time anymore.
Yeah.
Miracle of miracles, you know. And I don't think enough of us realize that if you're doing something, you know, and it seems strenuous, you know, suck in that belly, you know, bring that belly button in toward your spine, tighten it up, and then you'll, oh, I have more power.
Yep.
It's really simple. Is there a basic exercise that can help, maybe one from each of you to help improve in this area?
Well, I'll go first, and I'll tell you this. One of my favorite ones for the hip is, it's called clamshells, and you basically just lay on your side, and you have your legs slightly bent, and your knees together, ankles together, and all you do is you just raise your knees up, trying to keep your ankles together, raise it as high as you can, and that helps your external rotation. You got to do both sides, of course, and if that gets really easy, you can get one of those bands and tie it around and make a circle there, and you can add some strength. But that's for external. Like I said, most people have fairly decent external, except for me. Dana knows my left hip too well. But then what you can do is you keep your knees together, and then you try to lift your ankles. And if you have internal issues with your legs, which is, once again, most guys do, you'll find it a very difficult time getting your ankles apart. Don't use your knees. You just moving your ankles, and those are called reverse clamshells. Very easy to do. You just lay on both sides and do it, and you don't need any weights or any bands to start with. Eventually, you might need some bands, but very simple exercise. And it actually helps strengthen and also helps your flexibility as well.
Don't answer me yet, but I'm going to ask the question, okay? I have to do something after I ask the question. I want you to think about it. Why do you say guys have more trouble? Is it women stronger here? We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI FM Lanai City, KTOH FM Kalaheo. So do guys have an innate weakness in some areas?
No, they have an innate lack of mobility, a lack of flexibility. And once again, being general, most guys lack flexibility. Most women lack strength.
Ah.
So being very general, but, you know, it's...
It's a common prejudice thing that we do see, you know, in the clientele. Guys usually, they may have a lot of flexibility, gestures, and they always need to capitalize on stretching. Women tend to be very flexible. I don't know, maybe the roots of our childhood.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You know, we do probably, well, for the most part, I mean, like, it's very, very, very general, but there is kind of a correlation.
Well, I kind of equate it to like women and the dancing and very delicate and very movements, you know.
I don't know, Sean may have better dance moves than
I. And guys are kind of more, you know, staccato, like one move this way, one move this way. They don't use their limbs in the same way women sometimes do in like yoga. How many guys, yoga finally is catching on with men.
Yeah.
and Daniel, I do yoga like 2 to 3 days a week, and I'm usually one of the only guys in there, and that class should be packed with guys. And all the ladies in there that can do all that stuff should be at the gym pumping iron.
Not too much. Repetition's important. Keep the weights down. Okay. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. Excellent segment. I'm just really thrilled with how well this went. Is there anything you'd like to add, Sean?
No, I'm good. I think Dana has it.
Dana? Do you have an exercise? Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard as a physical therapist when you say just one exercise.
Uh-oh.
I think the main thing for me would just be this a sideline, and as you're in a sideline, you're actually rotating the upper body. You're learning how to keep your hips still, strengthening your legs, but you're also learning how to rotate your upper body and your lower body.
Side lunge, I'm a little confused.
So you're just stepping to the side and then squatting.
Oh.
Yeah, and the majority of your weight's on the side that you're stepping in.
Okay, so my one leg is up, standing straight, and then I use the other one and I turn it 45 degrees and lunge sideways?
No, so you'll just step to the side and squat. Majority of your weight on your, let's say we're stepping to the right side.
Right.
So you're stepping to the right, squatting, obviously with this form, and then you're keeping your legs still. Majority of your weight on your right leg, and then you're just turning slowly to the right.
Excellent. So if you're interested in figuring out what is the exercise for your body and for your situation, Dana Fong Reyes, owner of Core Sports Analysis, LLC, 599 Farrington Highway in Kapolei. It's inside the PT Hawaii facility. And there are 4 people on your team, aren't there?
We actually have a huge staff of 14.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I saw 4 people on your site.
Yeah. So for my husband and I, to clarify, we've been working at CC Hawaii in the Kapolei facility the past 6 years, and we actually just purchased the facility, and we're going to start in first. And we're keeping the same team. We have a staff of 4 massage therapists and a good staff of 4 or 5 physical therapists and physical therapy assistants and aides. And the rest are hardworking admin team. So for us, yeah, we're pretty much a big facility, and we work with everything from our sports training facility, we work with workers' comp, no fault injuries, a lot of orthopedic injuries. And, you know, we do have a huge cash clientele.
Massage, and what was the other one? Personal training. Well, when I saw that, you know, the 4 people that I saw on your website that were highlighted about what their interests were,
yeah.
I was fascinated because when I saw rock climbing and bowling and cross training and weightlifting and wrestling, and it was like, wow, there's like everything, you know.
Yeah, so therapist kind of specializes and highlights in certain things just based on their interests. And, you know, one of our therapists, Adam Houston, a traveler, so he's been kind of statewide, and he's able to, you know, be introduced to different types of sports, so rock climbing.
Excellent. It's wonderful. It's great. Great to meet you, Dana.
Thank you.
Good talking with you, Sean. I have so many golf questions, but so we have Pacific Links, Hawaii. Anything special coming up?
No, we don't have too much special going on, but we did just have Pacific Links had a big launch 2 days ago in China. Excuse me, in China with Tiger Woods. We signed up to do Pacific Links National. He's going to design a 27-hole facility in China for us, and the launch was 2 days ago. They had a great turnout in China.
We talked about that about a month ago. So
yep.
It was 2 days ago.
Yep, it happened 2 days ago. I actually got the first pictures this morning of Micah standing next to Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Yep, I'll forward it over to you.
Forward them to me. I can put them on Facebook and share them with everybody.
Yep.
This is awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. Dana Fong Reyes and Sean Gobin, Executive Director of Operations, Pacific Links Hawaii. And Dana, May 1st, the new owners.
Yay.
Core Sports Analysis LLC. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to talk with Luke Elvey. He was down under, and now he's up here, yonder. Wow. We'll explain right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screen.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the star. Star Protection Agency.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
There are a couple of demo days today that you might like to take advantage of at Lelehua, 10 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon. There's a demo day at Maui Lani or Maui Nui, 10 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon. So that's all happening for your pleasure. I have to look up Maui Nui and Lelehua for sure, 10 to 2, okay? So that's going to be a lot of fun. You can always test out the latest equipment, see if it feels right, and if you want to get a hold of it. And, you know, we could talk about equipment forever, but if your body is your most important piece of equipment, so do take care of that. To get around, you might need a new Acura. And if you do, this weekend, TLX Lease Loyalty Weekend at Acura of Honolulu with the current owners of their 2005 or newer TSX or TL, getting $1,000 toward the lease of a new 2015 TLX. And that's right, you knock up just about, that's $30 off your monthly lease payment if you act right now. There's more good news because you combine that with the special $750 military offer and it's college graduation season. There's the $500 bonus with this program. So college graduates, you get a $500 bonus, plus you can establish your credit. It's really cool. Go down to Acura. Visit Acura of Honolulu, their new location. It's a quick left after Paea, and that's coming into town, or left after Ohohia. So I just want to let you know that it's right next door to the airport plaza. I drove by the other day. Just make sure that you get off Nimitz and use the business road. So that's where it's important. You might be on Nimitz going, flying by the airport going, oh, there's the airport hotel, but I'm on the wrong street. So you just have to go around the block. All right, that's Acura. And the Mother's Day buy one, get one half off sale for all regularly priced ladies' apparel, tops and bottoms. That sale is May 3rd through the 10th. Right now, you can save 30% off on your golf shoes. Nike, Puma, FootJoy, every woman wants a new pair of golf shoes. What a wonderful Mother's Day gift. Let's go straight now to the swinging skirts. We have Luke Elvey, golf reporter and commentator, CBS Sports, standing by. But over in San Francisco, Swinging Skirts LPGA Championship is where Lydia Ko won her first of six professional events after she turned pro. She'd already won three before turning pro. I may be off on that number. It could have been more. Her first was at the age of 14. Well, on the day of her 18th birthday, Ko, the defending champion in San Francisco, shot level par. The girl at the top of the leaderboard, 17-year-old Brooke Henderson. So Lydia Ko, the number one golfer in the world, finds herself talking about Brooke in the media room after her round.
She's definitely, you know, a great player, and, you know, we've played in tournaments together when we're both amateurs, and, you know, she's definitely showing that, you know, she's playing some solid golf, and, you know, sometimes it is hard, you know, when you reach the top to kind of maintain the score, but, you know, she's done that, you know, really well, and, yeah, you know, 7-under on a course like this isn't easy, so, you know, she had a fantastic round.
Luke Elvy, golf reporter, commentator, CBS Sports, welcome to the show.
Aloha, Danielle. Lovely to chat to you again. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time because the time zone doesn't work. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't want to get up and talk to me.
Yes. Especially now that I'm a father of a young boy, I don't need to be spending extra time awake in the middle of the night. So,
no.
The time zones in Australia didn't work so much, but now that I'm up here in North America, and in particular in Canada, this actually works perfectly.
And that's why I said up yonder. You went from down under to up yonder.
Well, isn't it ironic? Obviously, being an Australian, I'm very proud, and it's funny timing that Jason Day leads the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, and then obviously a Canadian, which is now my new home, Brooke Henderson, is leading the Swinging Skirts.
It's wonderful.
So good timing.
Yes, good luck. You bring good luck. So, Jason Day, I wanted to ask you, Jason, he's got such, and I, you know, the word is big potential. Here he is on the PGA Tour. He's one of the top ranked golfers in the world, and yet there seems to be so many times when he just can't quite close it. He's leading, and I hate to say this, but I'm almost afraid to look because I think he's going to fall.
That's a very good piece of analysis, Danielle. That has been his Achilles heel since he became a professional golfer almost a decade ago, can you believe it? He's a prolific winner as an amateur and has been exceptionally talented and competitive as a professional golfer. But the one thing that stands out on his resume is a whole lot of near misses. And in particular, we reflect on the big ones like the majors, and he's come very close at a couple of Masters. He's finished runner-up at the U.S. Open Championship, and he's also contended at a PGA without winning. Now, over time, people think, well, maybe he isn't the closer, but he won too often at the amateur level to not be a winner. And I do believe now, and we've seen recently, his big hurdle was when he won the World Cup of Golf at Royal Melbourne at the tail of 2013 against a pretty limited field, but still had the likes of Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott, Vijay Singh in it, and then he comes back and wins at the start of the following season on the PGA Tour, which is the event next week, the match play, under very trying circumstances. So he showed straight away after that he can go and put a couple of wins on the board. Now, we know he won at Torrey Pines earlier this year, but he goes into the weekend, or the final 36 holes at the Zurich Classic, having now taken the 36-hole lead for the sixth time in his career, and in the five previous times, he has not closed. So he's hoping to end that drought this week.
Yeah, but it's good that you mentioned those wins, because all of us have more faith.
Yes, and that's the thing. We tend to judge players now of what we've seen with Tiger Woods and what we've seen with Rory McIlroy and the absolute greats of the sport. Now, Jason Day, as you said, is a world-class player. But winning isn't easy. And there's only 40 tournaments to win each year, and there's only, let's say, 25 that the player plays in, so they've got to win one of those to be consistently successful. Now, Tiger Woods had that prolific record as a front runner, so everyone just thinks that's the new norm. But it's so hard to win out on tour because the depth these days is even greater than it's ever been.
Well, you know, what is an amazing, amazing stat? I think it was from 1998 or 99 to 2005. He'd never missed a cut. I mean,
oh, Tiger. Oh, the consecutive cut streak was astonishing. His records.
Yes.
That is probably his greatest. But, you know, there are so many things he did that had our jaw on the floor.
Yes. But, I mean, that when you think about that, he didn't miss a cut for years and years and years and years. And then we talk about Rory, and he's great. But he misses cuts, you know, I mean,
right.
We're all human. And then people like to say, well, the field wasn't as strong as it was. But that, you know, when it comes to cuts not missed, I don't think you can really take it. Changing subject, going to something you tweeted just, I think, a couple hours ago, 24 maybe, about Mark Leishman. And everything he's gone on in his family this week, you hope he gets a break at the Zurich Classic. He's moved up to tie for 23, at least when we started the round. I didn't know what's been happening in his family.
Okay, so the week of the Masters, and you mentioned that I'm the CBS Sports broadcaster, and I broadcast the majors for their secondary team, and I had the privilege of doing the Masters and the PGA Championship last year at Valhalla and a couple of other events with CBS. But predominantly my work is still freelance. But unfortunately, Mark missed out on the Masters this year because his wife, Audrey, the mother of their two young boys, who had what they thought was a flu symptoms, was admitted to hospital. And once she was admitted to hospital, this was on the eve of the Masters, she developed a bacterial infection, and it shut down her central nervous system.
Oh, my God.
And the doctor had said to Mark, prepare yourself for your wife to not survive.
Wow.
She has a 5% chance of living. And it got so catastrophic that obviously Mark withdrew from playing in the Masters, understandably, and that had started to prepare his mindset and his family that they were going to grow up without their mother, the boys were going to grow up without their mother, and he was not going to have his wife, just from what they thought was a common flu.
Wow.
Now, you can only imagine the fear that he faced during that time, but incredibly, Audrey, she fought and fought and fought and came out the other side, and she's now well enough and on the road to recovery that she said to Mark, go back to work, get back on the tour, do what you need to do.
Oh.
And obviously to shoot that extraordinary round yesterday where it was, I think he bogeyed the last, which was a par 5, and he was 10 under going down that hole, but a 9 under 63 was very impressive. And it goes to show you that, you know, the golf gods were smiling upon him yesterday.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I mean, that means a lot to us. You know, to overcome those kinds of odds, she was amazing. Mm-hmm. And for him to come back and feel that relief and release it into his golf swing, that's wonderful. I have to ask you about somebody that I just don't know, who seems like a very interesting young man, tied with Jason Day. Jason Day leads, of course. Tied with Daniel Berger and Chris Stroud. Hudson Swafford. Who's Hudson Swafford?
Yes, there is a. this is a fascinating name that you've brought up, and something that I've been talking about a lot with my U.S. Colleagues is they were lamenting there for a while. There was no one that was able to pick up the baton and be the next star. And they were looking for their next hero. And Bubba Watson didn't quite fit the bill, even though he was different. Dustin Johnson had his own personal issues and didn't quite always achieve what he wanted to. Matt Kuchar didn't quite close. We were talking about that with Jason Day, even though he's ultra-consistent. Jim Furyk's on the way out. Phil Mickelson's on the way out. And obviously Tiger is on the way out. And so they were looking for a next generation. And now that we know it's Jordan Spieth, and he's the man that carried the torch, but there is so much talent. And you've got the likes of Russell Henley, Peter Uihlein, Brooks Koepka, you know, and Hudson Swafford is another one of those players who had a very prodigious college career and is on the way into making it as a professional golfer, that we're like, oh, here's another one. There's another one that we've sort of forgotten about because he didn't come out instantly and start winning like we seem to expect from our new stars. He's just developing as a professional golfer. He's starting to find his feet. I couldn't tell you exactly which college he went to, and I'm sure there are people listening right now that can say, you know, they know exactly his history.
Right.
But Hudson Swafford is another one of those players who just might be a 8-to-10-time winner on the PGA Tour. That is his level of talent.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. Can we talk a little bit about how golf is faring in Australia after we take this break?
I'd love to.
Excellent.
My pleasure.
Excellent. We'll be back. We're talking with Luke Elvey, golf reporter and commentator, CBS Sports, Golf Australia. He was a golf host at Network 10 and freelancing at Golf Channel and PGA Tour Entertainment, now at CBS Sports. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. But with the world's first 8-speed dual-clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in Sport Plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential.
So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Teed up the ball, being grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We are talking with, dial it back a second here. I was trying to Google Maui Nui. I feel really dumb for not knowing where the Maui Nui golf course is, because I thought I knew where the golf courses are. Maui Golf, Maui Nui Golf Club, Experience Maui Today. We're open and playing well. Is that the new LR? Is it now called Maui Nui? Maybe our executive producer can give him a call, because that could be right in Kihei where that demo day is. It would be really cool to know that. And we should go and play at Maui Nui. We're talking with Luke Elvey. And he, of course, is following Swinging Skirts. Canadian Brooke Henderson's in the lead. I thought it was so funny that Lydia Ko, after winning so much, she goes into the room and she's got to talk about somebody else. Usually it's been Lydia Ko, 17. Now it's 17-year-old Brooke Henderson. But she turned 18. So the question is, what's so grand about turning 18?
Not really much difference, you know, when I'm over in the States, but everything is legal when I'm 18 back at home. So, you know, open up to some fun times, you know, in the off season. But yeah, you know, I think it's just, it's great that this year, you know, I can have a really good birthday dinner with, you know, a lot of close friends, and, you know, we can have some fun. And you know, birthdays, unfortunately, only once a year, and, you know, presents are another good thing. Doesn't really depend on, you know, what age you are, but I'd always say presents are a good thing. Yeah.
We all agree. Presents are definitely a good thing. Talking with Luke Elvey, a golf commentator, CBS Sports. And, you know, were you thinking about Lydia Ko having to talk about Brooke Henderson?
I always find that fascinating, Danielle. I attend a lot of media conferences of these golfers, and all the questions that get thrown at the respective player, it really is interesting, because given the fact that Lydia Ko is, you know, the star of women's golf, and she's only just turning 18, yet she's talking about someone younger than her leading a tournament that, as you mentioned before, is the one she first won as a professional. Obviously, she tallied up a handful of amateur victories as well. So, but it's incredible. I remember Greg Norman used to get asked about U.S. politics when he was in his prime in the United States, and he would give his opinion because that's Greg Norman's way. And it's fascinating that journalists think that the other person becomes an oracle on all things of life, given the fact that they're the best golfer in the world at that given time.
That's the weird part about it. It really, it's like, hello, he's a golfer. You know, seriously, he's got his personal opinions, but that doesn't make him the, you know all of all things. But everybody needs heroes. You know, it's just...
I'll never forget when Adam Scott had won the Masters in 2013 and Australia had wanted and yearned for so long for someone to win that green jacket that had eluded Greg Norman so many times and an Australian so many times. And it happened the day before the tragic Boston bombings. And so he goes on air in interviews back to Australia and also in the United States when he does his green jacket tour, and all he gets asked about is the tragedy of the Boston bombings. Now, what can anyone truly respond with other than it's a tragic circumstance and, you know, it's a dreadful loss of life? But because he's won a green jacket, everyone thinks that, you know, that's, he should comment about that kind of stuff.
It was top of mind, and so they've taken the...
Right.
Kind of taken the celebratory... I mean, Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, they went on these green jacket tours of New York City and, just had this... blast. There was nothing negative in the news, I guess, to detract. But how is golf doing in Australia now? Jordan Spieth, he went down, he found his game. Adam Scott goes faithfully for the 4 weeks of golf there, but it seems like it's 4 weeks of golf, and then what?
Yeah, that's it. And then what is right? We all hang on every moment internationally to give us something to talk about. I mentioned Adam Scott. He has not single-handedly revived Australian golf, but he's given it the much-needed shot in the arm after winning the Masters, and the fact that he keeps coming back and playing and honouring Australian golf and being the person that tries to drive the game forward is monumental. You mentioned Jordan Spieth winning the Australian Open last year, and I had the privilege of being and working that event, and we saw that 63, and I said right from that moment, we've seen Adam Scott, Rory McIlroy, and now could we see with Jordan Spieth use a victory in Australia to inspire major success the following year?
Yeah.
And I actually tweeted about it straight after the Masters, saying that if you want to win a major, come and play golf in Australia at the end of the year to boost your chances the following year. And look, you know, golf has become such a global game, and Greg Norman had that vision back in the late 80s, early 90s of a global tour, but unfortunately the powers that be decided that they want to grow their own tour, so... The United States has the extraordinary and all-conquering PGA Tour, and Europe has now moved into places like Asia, Dubai, and South Africa to sort of make their tour a worldly tour outside of the continental Europe. But unfortunately, that squeezes places like Australia, and Lydia Ko comes from New Zealand, an even smaller place.
Yeah.
And all these smaller tours will get ultimately swallowed up.
We're going to have to continue this conversation, Luke Elvey. Luke Elvey is joining us, and we have to wrap the show and thank the people who make it possible for you and I to talk. Luke,
yes.
you'll come back on again, right?
Love to, Danielle. Aloha to everyone. You are my favorite part of the world, Hawaii. I look forward to getting back there one day soon.
Yes, and indeed, Alaire is now Maui Nui Kihei, and that's demo day, 10 o'clock. In the morning. I want to thank the people who make it possible for us to do the Golf Club Radio Show, Acura of Honolulu, and you can find them at their new location. They're right next to the Airport Hotel, Acura of Honolulu, with the college graduate program. You grads get $500 towards their down payment and a guaranteed approval. Go check it out. They're, you know, go talk to TJ. Buy your new car without a co-signer. College graduate. Establish your credit. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across the islands. These systems can be monitored anywhere, on your laptop or your smartphone. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, you know, you're in charge of a shopping center, it doesn't matter, right? If something goes wrong with the pipes, you got to have somebody in there immediately. And that would be Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Get them on your property. They will assess the risk to your property, and they will protect you. That is Star Protection. And Poipure Golf Course. That is Kauai's South Shore gem. Check them out. Poipuve. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.